Hallelujah. This is another wonderful day in the presence of the Lord. The 12th day of the month of June, year 2021. I wanted to appreciate God because of today. Today is highly symbolic. I wanted to bless His name. I wanted to appreciate God. If you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic decree. This program has benefited a lot of people all over the world. We've received a lot of testimony, and testimonies see rolling every day. We have a testimony on the line now that somebody just shared with us a few hours ago. Many more testimonies are coming, and I decree into your life as you are there that the Lord will give you your own testimony right away in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that is saying no to your testimony, any power that is saying no to your celebration, any power that is saying no to your moving forward, any power that is saying no to your destiny manifestation, that power shall be arrested. That power shall be arrested. That power shall be arrested in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life from today, your destiny shall move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Your destiny shall meet with your destiny helpers in the name of Jesus Christ. The light of God shall come upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Today, I rebook poverty in your life. Today, I rebook sickness in your life. Today, I rebook backwardness in your life. Today, I rebook stagnancy in your life. Today, I rebook disappointment in your life. Today, I rebook delay in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings will visit you. And you are going to have a new story, a story that will make people to accept Christ, a story that will spread all over the world, a story that will make even your testimony a prayer point for others. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. La Bonsha Talia Makande Lebora Masanta Yalabaraba. Begin to bless His name. Begin to appreciate Him. Thank you, Jesus. You are the owner of my soul. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generations, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. Appreciate God. Magnify His name. We thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy over our lives. Thank you for your grace over our lives. Thank you for your power over our lives. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you will do. Thank you for your hand of mercy. We appreciate you, Lord. We lift you up. We magnify your name. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy to be praised. You are worthy. Worthy to be adored. You are worthy. Worthy to be magnified. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for defending your interest in our lives. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your power. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the manifestation of your power. Thank you because you are God that is greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. We worship your name. You are incomparable. You are incomprehensible, God. You are the awesome God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I want you to pray this prayer very well. Say, I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Declare this word loud and clear. Say, the Lord shall cause my enemy that rise up against me to be smitten before my face. They shall come out against me in one way, and they shall flee before me in seven ways. For the Lord God is he that goeth with me to fight for me and to fight against my enemies and to save my soul in the name of Jesus Christ. Say this one. Say, they that hate me shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught in the name of Jesus Christ. Repeat after me. Say, in time of trouble, the Lord my God and my Father shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock and shall lift me up, my head above my enemies round about me. Say, I shall tread upon scorpion and serpent, and over all the work of the enemy, and it shall by enemy hurt me. Say, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon me, in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I am not afraid of the attack of the enemy, because this attack shall come to nothing. Say, I am not afraid of what the enemy is saying against me, for their word shall not stand. For the Lord shall be my confidence, and shall keep my foot from being taken. Say, behold, all that are incensed against me shall be ashamed and be confounded. Say, they shall be as nothing, and they that strive with me shall perish. I shall seek them, I shall find them no more. They that contend with me shall be contended with by the Lord. They that war against me, they shall enter into destruction. Say, behold, they that gather against me shall be disgraced. If they gather against me, it's not for me. For whosoever gathered against me shall fall for my sake. The Lord shall deliver me in time of trouble. I shall not fall. I shall not fail. My head shall not hit the ground. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, the sword of the enemy shall not locate me. Say, I shall not be a prey to the enemy. Say, the Lord shall avenge me and deliver me from by his precious blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 13, verse 14, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Say, I am the manifestation, the product and the result of God's word. God has spoken into my life, and the word of God shall manifest in my life. Say, I am expressly manifesting and becoming great in my generation. Say this one loud. I say, where I have been rejected before, I shall be accepted from today. Where they have abandoned me, they shall be looking for me. The word of God shall go and work for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I receive all the blessing that the enemy have stolen from my hand. Say, I am not an image of failure. I am not fashioned after the likeness of anything called detail, but I'm fashioned after the likeness of God, who is the earth. I am the salt of the earth. Inside me is the excellency of God's power. God has put in me virtue of his power. Therefore, I arise in that power. I run like a mighty man. I will not fall, and no evil shall befall me. Every curse of death, every curse of poverty, every curse of vagabond spirit, every curse of delay pronounced against me by witches and wizards is hereby broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I receive all my portion. Say, I receive all my benefit. Say, I receive what the enemy has stolen from my hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, failure is not my portion. Stagnancy is not my first portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand against every evil consequence of ancestral curses. You shall not prosper in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, as from today, anything I touch shall be blessed. As from today, anything I handle, it shall be blessed. I reject every evil family pattern. I renounce and I reject every evil place name. I break the power of any evil dedication over my life. Every pledge, every vow, every promise, every covenant that have been made or ever made on my behalf with any spirit, I renounce you and I reject you. I cut myself off from all the grip of the enemy. Every ancestral serpent biting me in the dream, I command you to be roasted. Anyone in my family line that belongs to serpentine kingdom and is attacking my business my business, attacking my destiny, attacking my life, attacking my marriage, attacking my health. Wherever you are, be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10, take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. Every evil word spoken against me by also wickedness, you will not stand in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive strength. I receive power to put every also wickedness into shame and to waste their powers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Bring out your oil. Father, I pray, if you don't have oil, you can take a bottle of water. I sanctify this oil. I sanctify this water. I command them to become divine medication. I command them to become tools of healing and deliverance. I pray that the blood of Jesus will go into this oil and this water. The anointing of fire shall enter into this water and this oil. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your hand, your two hands. And you shout this prayer. When you are shouting the prayer, you'll be shaking your hand. Say, every cobwebs of witchcraft covering the glory of my hand, I shake you away. You're going to shake the hand very well. Every cobweb of witchcraft covering the glory of my hand, I shake you away. I shake you away. I shake you away. I shake you away. Shake it, shake it. I shake you away. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your head. And you will shout with aggression. Say, every coven where my name is mentioned for evil, Holy Ghost, set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. Every coven where my name is mentioned for evil, Holy Ghost, set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. Every coven where my name is mentioned for evil, Holy Ghost, set it ablaze, set it ablaze, set it ablaze in Jesus' name. Pray, lay your hand upon your head. Say, every coven where my head has been summoned, Holy Ghost, set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. Every coven where my head has been summoned, Holy Ghost, set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. Every coven where my head has been summoned, Holy Ghost, set it ablaze in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your chest, rub it very well. Lay your hand upon your chest and decree like this. Say, evil arrow shall not locate my shirt. My heart be protected and be secured by the blood of Jesus. My heart function very well in the name of Jesus Christ. My heart reject evil arrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. With your hand on your chest, say this one loud and clear. Say, any battle against my heart, in the name of Jesus, any battle against my heart, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Lay your hand upon your chest. Say, sickness hiding in my body, get out, in the name of Jesus. Sickness hiding in my body, get out, get out, get out, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, arrow of paralysis, go back to the sender, in the name of Jesus. Arrow of paralysis, go back to the sender. Go. Arrow of paralysis, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, say, arrow of partial stroke, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of partial stroke, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. You, the arrow of partial stroke, go. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Aha. I command you, graveyard spirit, depart from this life. Aha. Any power pursuing your destiny with coffin shall enter into the coffin in the name of Jesus Christ. Every witchcraft activity in the building where you are living, that witchcraft activity shall be roasted now, shall catch fire now, and all agent of darkness shall be disgraceful in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Anoint your stomach and say like this. Say, blood of Jesus, penetrate into my internal organs. and heal all my organs with your power. Blood of Jesus, penetrate into my internal organs and heal all my internal organs with your power. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, penetrate into my internal organs and heal all my internal organs with your power. Heal them with your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two legs and say this one with power. My legs, you will not be paralyzed. My legs, you will not lose strength. My legs, you will not be cut off. My legs, you shall be strong in the Lord. My legs, you shall carry me to the place of testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your prayer requests as I pray on them. Father, I pray on these requests. Answer them speedily, O Lord. Let the power of God visit this request, and there shall be testimony in Jesus' name. Beloved, I pray for everybody connected to us. The Lord will visit you. If you are here now, you are about to write exam, lay your hand upon your head. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree on those who want to write exam, no matter maybe the category of that exam, you will pass this exam excellently well. You will pass it excellently well in the name of Jesus Christ. You are here, you have been seeking admission, and you have not been able to get it. I decree this year to favor you. Heaven shall favor you. Heaven shall open unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are here. You have been having some battle against your marriage. I stand upon the covenant of the blood of Jesus. The power behind that battle shall be buried alive. That battle shall disappear, and there shall be peace in your home. Are you here? You have been looking for the fruit of the womb. In the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive the baptism of twins. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the blessing from the Lord. Let the Lord give you the blessing of twins. In Jesus' name we pray. Are you here? You have not even seen anybody to get settled with in marriage. I command every battle against your marriage, every cause of marital failure, break, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who have not gotten married and you have reached the age of marriage, I want you to pray these three prayer points with me. Say, every cause of marital failure, break, in the name of Jesus. Every cause of marital failure, break, 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 in Jesus' name. Pray number two. Say, every witchcraft embargo on my marriage, in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft embargo on my marriage, in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft embargo on my marriage, in Jesus' name. This is number three. With aggression, you will shout it. Say, you spirit husband, tie down my marriage, in the name of Jesus. You spirit husband, tie down my marriage, in the name of Jesus. You spirit wife, tie down my marriage, in the name of Jesus. You spirit wife, tie down my marriage, in the name of Jesus. You spirit husband, tie down my marriage, in Jesus' name we pray. There shall be testimony in Jesus' name. I want to pray for those who have labored so much on their children, and now the enemy has taken the children from them by not allowing the children to even listen to them. I stand against every spell working against your children. I stand against every charm working against your children. I stand against every divination working against your children. I stand against every bewitchment working against your children. They shall be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. What you need to do, get the picture of that child. Be talking to the child. Prophesy upon the life of the child. Speak to the head of the child. You will see what God will do. Thank you, Father. Even if the child does not want to see you, he has cut off or blocked you off from his phone. Don't worry. You continue to talk to the picture. You will see what God is going to do. You will be surprised that there's a power that can arrest your son back to you, your daughter back to you. There shall be testimony in Jesus' name. All property that you want to sell, an embargo has been placed upon it. I command the blood of God to shift off the embargo, and there will be testimony in Jesus' name. The Lord shall bless your hand. Your hand shall be a power to make wealth. You will have more than enough in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Beloved, wherever you are, let's begin to pray for our country, that the hand of God shall be released upon this country, that there shall be no war in this country, that the power of God shall take control. that the purpose and the will of God shall take control. The purpose and the will of God shall manifest. Let's begin to pray that God's hand shall be released upon this country, Nigeria. La kante le puntaliaka. Rimo pian kande le bo shetalia maraba. Rapata kanda kido parabu. Rima kande. Ubaro santayaka. Thank you, Father. Father, arise and intervene in the situation of this country. Intervene by power. Intervene by power. Intervene by power. Let your presence appear in this country and let your glory descend upon this country. Let your power manifest in the name of Jesus. Make yourself known in this country and let everybody know that they are just mere men. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to me, you can send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your good friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.